the ring.
Hey, everybody out there. So, this is not Mika Ray. This is actually Javon. Mika's not feeling well, so, you know, you can hit her up. Let her know that you hope that she's feeling better. I hope that I can do at least a decent job of covering her for the next hour. Mika had a topic, but, you know, talking about sex is just not my thing. I'm hoping that I can at least do a good job with playing some music. However, if you really want to talk about it, you can call and, you know, I'll talk to you about it. But I'd rather be about it by playing some sexy mood music. Yeah. Let's start with this for Shakira.
I'd love you up forever and time. Oh.
Yeah, Shakira, that was for you. And I want to take a call. The last four digits of your number are 4251. What's your name and where you calling from?
Daryl Bird from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Daryl Bird. How you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing fine. Just sitting back relaxing now.
Good, good. So what you thinking about? What's on your mind, baby?
Well, just sitting here, just trying to get love again. You know, I was married for 13 years, and wife walked out on me.
Oh.
Went through a little depression state, and so now I'm just kind of like trying to pull the pieces together. I'm pretty much over her. I had to take almost a year, close to 2 years, to kind of like get myself together, kind of like clear my mind of her. So now I'm ready to get out and mingle again.
Really? Have you dated? Have you started dating yet?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And that's fine because, you know, how long were you married?
13 years.
And prior to that, how long did you date your wife?
We dated for 3 years.
So altogether, you invested 16 years in that relationship.
Yes.
So it took 16 years to build. Be gentle with yourself. You can't even expect for everything, all the feelings to be gone, even in 2 years. Do you understand?
Right.
The math just doesn't add up. So take your
right.
time. Take your time. You know?
Yeah.
Have you actually taken the time to talk to anyone, have counseling or anything like that?
Oh, yes. I've actually talked to several people, everybody from I talked to the pastor and talked to a lady. She's a relationship coach. I also talked to Mika about it as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's a good thing because, you know, especially with men, I find that you guys have a difficult time expressing feelings and bottling it in, holding it in. But you have to talk about it in order to get it out, you know. Unfortunately, we teach our little boys, you know, man up, don't cry, don't be sad, you know, be tough.
Oh, yeah.
You know, don't
have
feelings. But the reality is that boys and men are people too. And, you know, it's a good thing. You're working on it, you know. You're working on it, and that's what's up.
Yeah, I pretty much, when it first happened, I pretty much cried for like a month every day because I have two children invested as well, too. I have a 6-year-old and 11-year-old, and I wanted to give my kids what I didn't have, a father and mother in the same household. And, you know, it was finances. Finances led to lack of communication, and then she just left and moved in with her mom. We both from South Carolina. And she moved in with her mom for 7 months, and then my coworker that was actually her friend turned out to be now her lover, and now they're about to get married. About 2 weeks ago, they proposed to her.
Oh, wow. But
yeah,
do you get to see your children?
Oh yeah, so we have joint custody. You know, we didn't go to the type of court where you stand in front of a judge. We went to a mediator and a side judge who stamped the divorce decree, and I kind of like went along with a lot of things because I was, you know, stunned, hurt, all that. So I just went ahead and signed the papers. It was uncontested. So now I'm prepared to go back to court because there's a lot of things that I need to be put in place so things can be fair.
Right. I get that. Well, you know,
so she got time to spare them, basically. She's...
Yeah. Well, we wish you the best, and, you know, we want everybody to have what's fair and what's equal, you know?
Right.
You know, so with that, you know, just hang out. And I'll check back in with you a little bit later. But just hold on, okay? Because what we're going to do is we're going to play some nice, soothing, sexy music here. And, just kind of relax, you know?
I got my tailcoat wine here. I'm playing the game. I got my wine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you just chill out, and I'll check in on you, okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Hold on. And, yeah, men have feelings, too. Men have feelings, too. I wasn't really going to play this song, but something about this conversation right there makes me want to play this. One of my favorite songs, so let me just do this. Where I Want to Be.
I just left my baby girl a message, saying I'm gonna be coming home. Be the man she needs, but there's a lot of lust inside of me, and we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad now that I wanna leave. She's crying apart to me. Decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Well, think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying
difficult time with relationship issues, depression, or any sort of counseling sort of situation. If you need someone to talk to, Mika Ray is a therapist, and you can contact her at www.mikaray.com. www.thegentlemanfriend.com. The gentleman said that he was already speaking to Mika. And I think that's an excellent thing. I think, you know, I really agree with the idea of getting it out. You know, you have to get it out. You have to get it loose. Can't hold it in. And that's what's up with that. That's what I think. And I think most of you probably would agree. You have to talk about it, right? So if you have something that you really want to talk about right now, you can call me up, 347-996-5394, here on the G-Spot.
Tonight. I've been watching you for a while, your smiling style. But I know I can be with you for the night. Alright, is that alright, baby? Baby,
there is only one for me. You have made that part. Yeah.
Flowetry. I mean, my goodness, those ladies, that song. Oh man, stop. In the meanwhile, in between time, I want to read something for you. A message from Mika Ray. She said, "Thank you to the young man that called in and helped to touch on a topic really special to my heart as well. Men have emotions and should be allowed to express them just as a woman without repercussions. It's not easy being vulnerable, but it's necessary for our inner growth. Vulnerability allows us to direct our emotions in a way where we aren't acting out in anger, but rather love and humility." And I agree with Mika 100%. And I'm going to take a call right now. 4414, you're on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from? The last four digits of the number is 4414. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Evelyn, New York, Brooklyn.
Hi, Evelyn from New York, Brooklyn. Are you one of the sexy people?
I think so.
Oh, you got to know you sexy, girl. Get your sexy on.
I'm sexy.
There you go. See, now you sexy, you know. How you doing? What's going on tonight?
Oh, just getting off work and just chilling out by a bar right now and just tuning in. So didn't want to miss anything.
Nice, nice. Are there any sexy people in the bar? Did you get in there?
Just sat nearby. I'm just waiting for two of my friends. And, yeah, we'll get our sexy on.
You know what? Girl, get your sexy on. See, I can't hang out tonight, but you know what? As long as I know that you and your sexy friends are chilling at the bar, kicking it, have a couple of nice little drinks. What you going to drink tonight? What you going to drink?
I think I'm going to have a Heineken.
A Heineken.
Yeah.
So
Heineken.
You like beer? You like beer?
I like beer. Yeah, I do.
Uh-huh. Does beer make you feel sexy?
Yeah,
you
it does.
Be sexy tonight. That's it.
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Okay, you know what I'm going to do, Evelyn?
Yeah.
You sound like you're down for a good time. You sound like you're up for it, you know, and you ready for it. So
yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to play a song that I wrote. Okay. Now, I'm not a great singer or anything, but
okay.
I'm going to play a song that I wrote or give it to you, girl. So just imagine somebody's at the club or at this bar where you are, and they checking you out, and they see you with your friends, but they got the idea that you, you know, you and your friends are intimate.
Mm-hmm.
But they but they digging you, and this is this is how they step you. So after the song, now I don't want you to hang up. I want you to just hold on. After the song is over, I'm going to ask you how you would address the person who came to you and said this to you. Okay? You feel what I'm saying?
I feel what you're saying.
Okay. So you just hold on and listen to this. This is a song I wrote. It's called Give It To You, Girl.
Okay.
Yep. And
looking forward to it.
Yes, and Evelyn is going to let me know how this would, this particular approach would work for her. So you just hold on, sweetheart.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Make it. gotta be something, babe.
Y'all to think for 1 minute that Mika's not involved in this show. Mika Ray is very much involved with the show tonight, even though you will not get an opportunity to hear her sweet voice because she's not feeling well. I just wanted to remind you that she will be on every Monday night at 10 p.m. And on, saying the right things. She's on the first, third, and fourth Mondays with the G-Spot. And on the second Monday, it's her and Rainier. And they are doing the intimate intimacy. You know what, Mika, you're going to have to help me out with this one. I can't remember the name of it. That's because I'm tired and I'm in a sexy mood. And, yeah. Intimate Realness, that's the name of it. And Mika just hit me up saying, "You're so silly." I know you think I'm stupid, Mika, but you know what? I can't be sexy and smart at the same time. Unfortunately, I wasn't blessed with that, you know? So let me go back to Evelyn for a minute.
Hey.
Hey, Evelyn, you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
How you doing, sweetheart? You know what?
I'm doing
the song that I was going to play for you,
yeah.
I really don't even have that song uploaded in this system. But
I
didn't get
the music you were playing so far was very good.
Oh, you was digging it?
I loved it.
You loved it?
I loved it.
Wow. That makes
very
me
good.
Feel good. All right, so I'm going to play some more. I'm going to play some more for you, and I'm going to play some more for Mika, and I'm going to shut the hell up so y'all can enjoy some music. All right? So, just chill out for a second, okay, sweetheart?
Very good playlist.
You.
That was very good.
Thank you. Thank you. And
I'm here with my
caller.
Sexy friends, and we are enjoying the ambiance right now.
Wait, you got sexy friends with you?
Yeah, I got sexy friends with me.
Yo, tell those sexy friends I said what's up.
Oh, okay.
What's their names?
Godfrey and Melissa.
Godfrey and Melissa. How y'all
yeah.
doing? How you doing?
Hi,
right,
Godfrey.
Say
hi.
Yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm so groovy right now, Godfrey. I am so groovy. Are you really sexy? Or was she just saying that?
Oh, man. I don't know what to say unless you feed me.
You tell me. You need me to tell you if you're sexy or not?
Yeah.
You better claim it for yourself, honey.
No. Compliments come from others, not by yourself.
Oh, no. See, I can't wait for somebody else to tell me I'm sexy. I am sexy. and ain't shy about it either. And don't care who agrees or disagrees. You know, you just got to sometimes sexy for yourself. You know? I don't know. That's just me, though.
I don't know.
But are you enjoying the show so far?
Yeah, we just got here, so we're about to see what's up.
All right, so you just chill out for a second, okay? Just hang on, keep listening, and we're going to make it do what it do, okay?
No problem.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Speaking about sexy for yourself, this is the ultimate sexy for yourself song, okay? Check this out.
Did last night, I came home, say, around 2:45, still so high, hypnotized, in a trance, from the body, so buttery brown, and tantalizing, you would have thought I needed help from the feeling that I felt, so shook, I had to catch my breath.
Turn.
Joint is bad right there. I'm going to take a caller. 7973, your last four digits. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, Javon, this is Shonda Ray. How are you?
Hey, Shonda. How you doing? See, I got all excited when you called.
I see.
I was like, hey, you almost made me lose my sexy, man. You can't, you know.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Don't give me the sexy voice.
You know,
work.
But, yo, I was like, hey, everybody. And then I was like, hey, what's up, Shonda? What's up? What's up?
Yeah. I got you.
How you doing, man?
I got you. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm doing good, covering for Mika Ray, who's not feeling well today.
Yeah,
so I'm just on...
I appreciate you covering for her, and I was just calling to support the show.
Thank you.
Say that I'm still here no matter, you know. I won't pout because she's not there. I'm still here to support her.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate
even
that.
Even with a snotty nose, even with her old snotty nose.
Aww. Aren't you the sweetest thing? You just,
I am.
No. No, that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful thing. I'm sure Mika appreciates it as much as I do. And Mika says, thank you, Shonda. And I say, thank you, Shonda, for always being so supportive. And you're beautiful people, man. You're really good people. So are you feeling sexy tonight, Shonda? Are you?
I'm always sexy.
You all, see, that's what I'm saying. Why the brother couldn't just say, yeah, I'm sexy. You know, if you feel you sexy, you sexy. You know, claim it.
It's all about confidence. I'm always sexy.
You know that's right. Because if you don't claim it, you can't name it.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, you keep it going. I enjoyed the tweet. There's another song, and I can't think of what it is, but it's on the same CD. I hope you find it. The tweet is really sexy. The music is really sexy. I hate She Went Away, because that the one you played kind of took me back, and I just can't remember but I'm sure you'll find it before the night's over.
Are you talking about Best Friends?
No, it's not Best Friends.
That's
keep
a dope
going.
Oh, I'm not really sure.
Okay. Well, if you find it, I'll be listening. I'm going to try to listen to you.
Okay. All
right. Some all right.
Well, thank you.
Love.
You're the bomb. You're the bomb, Shonda Ray. You just hold on.
As long as you know, I appreciate that, Javon.
Of course. I know. Shoot. You know.
All right. You have a good night, and I'm going to let you get some more callers. I'm sure they're there.
Yeah, let me handle this business for Miss Mika Ray, and remind everybody that you can contact Mika Ray at www.mikaray.com. You can hit her up on Facebook. She has pages and, you know, the song, according to Mika Ray, that you're talking about is Smoking Cigarettes by Tweet. But I don't have that ready for you right now. But what I do have for you right now is a song by SWV, All Night Long. This is, I don't know, my fantasy. I don't know.
And baby, you know I keep it nice and warm.
gentlemen, it's getting late. It's time to select that last song and wrap it up. I want to thank you for listening to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And she'll be back on next week. And we look forward to hearing from Mika. She also comes on Saturdays on Brunch in the Basement with Javon, and I'll be there too. And follow WJBR. That's Javon's Basement Radio. And you get some interesting stuff. And since it's getting late, let's play this and have a sexy, sexy night.
Baby. Baby, 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 ooh, baby.
beside.